From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting.
For every parent, the nightmare beyond all others that your child will go off to school one morning and won't come home.
10 people dead in the U.S. state of Texas after police say a 17-year-old boy opened fire on a high school in the city of Santa Fe. Demetrios Pogortzis has been charged with murder in the mass shooting. He was a student at the school, and most of the dead are students. Hundreds of students, parents, residents, and politicians gathered at a sunset vigil Friday night. Texas Senator Ted Cruz spoke.
You're not alone. Standing by your side right now are millions of Texans, millions of Americans who are lifting this community up.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said police found explosives, including a Molotov cocktail, at the suspected shooter's home, and a vehicle was found near the high school where the shooting took place. A Pakistani exchange student is among the 10 people killed Friday in the Texas shooting. She had been in the U.S. under the Kennedy Lugar Youth Exchange and Study Program since August 2017. She would have returned home when her program ended next month. Cuba is in an official period of mourning this weekend after 110 people were killed in a plane crash soon after takeoff from Havana. Cuban officials said Saturday they have retrieved one of the black boxes from the Boeing 737 that crashed Friday. The device is said to be in good condition. An investigation is underway for the country's worst air disaster in nearly 30 years, one that officials say only three people survived. This is VOA News.